All right, everybody, welcome back. And we do have that breaking news for you. It's not news, but it is a report. And it is something we directly discussed yesterday. According to Jordan Schultz, longtime NFL insider, he said, quote, sources, my understanding is that key Commanders offensive players, including quarterback Jaden Daniels, are disappointed with the team's decision to part ways with offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. Daniels vouched for him to stay in his presser on Monday, which we played for you yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour, and we talked about, and noted that that was a very important thing, along with what his mom said on Twitter. And according to Schultz, was among those quote-unquote blindsided by the move. I don't know. Does that hit you as anything to be really worried about? I didn't know if Regina, his mom, who put out year three loading KK, you know, JD, whatever the language was just like a thing for good PR. I didn't know. I've heard that she is genuinely, and so is Jaden, genuinely a big fan of Cliff Kingsbury. Now, as we said yesterday, right? Jaden was going to have some influence here, I would think, but he didn't get to make the decision. But it doesn't even look like he had much influence. I mean, I'm sure at some point he and DQ, AP, whatever, had a conversation. Yeah, I love Cliff. I really enjoy working with him. He challenged, whatever. Okay, so maybe they knew what they needed to know, and they knew he would be disappointed, and they still pulled the plug anyway. That's their right. As I said yesterday, I thought with the report before they even spoke at 5:15, and AP said, no, I got nothing to do with coaching staff, which I don't believe. I said, AP and DQ make decisions, not Jaden Daniels, not Jaden Daniels' mom. But you do have to factor in if a quarterback, now going into his third year quarterback, who mentally might be feeling a little bit unsure of himself, now has to learn a completely new language system and work with somebody else. And not to mention, they already lost to Vita Pritchard. Not to mention. And it's possible that they could lose Anthony Lynn. It's also possible that Anthony Lynn could be promoted to offensive coordinator. It's possible that they could lose David Blau. David Blau could be promoted to offensive coordinator, right? It's possible. All possible. But I think it's pretty clear that Jaden and Regina Jackson don't run the organization. And that part is a good thing. Now, whether they get this right or not, that I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. But it's pretty clear that if this Jordan Schultz report is true, and if what Regina said on Twitter the other day and what Jaden said yesterday at his presser is all true and not just for cosmetic purposes, then we know one thing. We don't know who the new offensive coordinator is going to be. But we know Jaden Daniels is not running the organization. That we know. 301-230-0980. Let's squeeze in a call here before the bottom of the hour. You want to get aboard 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get out to Dan in the leadoff spot in D.C. Dan, good afternoon on the Team 980. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
All right, Dan. What's going on?
I was going to say, the OC firing. I think that was surprising, but I understand it because of all the stuff happened with JD and not protecting him. I was going to say one candidate no one's talking about. I feel like Jay Gruden should get an interview. What do you think? At least an interview.
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, I could never, ever, ever say it wouldn't happen because it happened in Denver where Vance Joseph was the former head coach and now he's the defensive coordinator, right? And at Virginia Tech, James Franklin hired Brent Pry, who was the former head coach of the Hokies this year, and now it's his D. So I could never say, well, that would never happen. That would be stupid. That would be this. That being said, I have all the respect in the world for Jay Gruden as an offensive play caller, mind, whatever. I think he would probably jump at the chance. But he's been out for 5 years. Four and a half years. You would have to risk, I guess, you know, Jay still having his fastball. And maybe you can do that. And quite honestly, I'm here to tell you it's not a name that I was thinking about. So I appreciate that you brought it up. I just don't know the viability. I mean, if you ask me, like, what the percentage out of 100 would be, I'd probably say, I don't know, 1%, 2%. But I could be wrong on that. You could be, you know, you could be onto something.
I mean, his tree is still in the NFL.
Yes.
Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan.
Matt and Kyle were not his tree. Sean West Phillips. Who's the offensive coordinator for Kevin O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell.
Absolutely.
So he has ties.
Absolutely.
For sure. But yeah, I would love one of the Sean McVay's trees hires to be the hiree. So we'll see.
All right. I appreciate the. I was not expecting that name, to be quite honestly. I had not crossed my mind on that, but I appreciate you bringing it up. Thank you, Dan. We'll get to some of the usual suspects coming up. I'll get to some more names that have been already suggested on social media by others, by listeners, by reporters, by insiders. My own list, my own internal thoughts. I have no exact answers. I'm just going to tell you, okay, here's a possibility. Here's what I think. Here's what might be the case. Here's what might be a positive. Here's what might be a negative. I let them make the decision because they ain't coming to me for consultation. 131, Team 980. We'll take a trending alert timeout here, and then we will get back to it on the phones with you at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Another big move in the NFC East, one that was expected on this show, is also in. I'll tell you about that in just a sec, right here. All right, 22 in front of the top of the hour. I just told Doc Walker, who's coming up Burgundy and Gold today in 2.5 hours at 4 o'clock, that I was going to put on a clinic and that he should listen up. Knowing full well that Doc is already listening and, well, they call him Doc. He should be the one. He is the one putting on a clinic on how to talk to all of you canines. The doctor in the house. He's coming up at 4 o'clock, Burgundy and Gold today. In the midst, you're stuck with me and AMAC and a little cowboy Bob as well, who's celebrating the fact that Matt Eberflus was blamed for everything in Dallas. That's right. Good job by the Cowboys there. So the Commanders firing Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt Jr. Again, they're calling it different, whatever. I don't care. That's what it was. Again, nobody is surprised by Joe Witt. Some will be surprised by Cliff Kingsbury because of the tremendous success he had this year. But if you're paying attention, nobody upon nobody should ever in any way, shape, or form say, Cliff's offense didn't work. Cliff's offense fell off of a cliff. The cliff. Nobody should be saying that. This is, I truly believe, a philosophical divide between what Adam Peters wants, what Dan Quinn presumably wants. I say that because notice how the report over the weekend from Diana didn't come out that Dan Quinn was having friction with Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, maybe she just missed that part or wasn't told that part, but I thought that was notable. And then yesterday, during Doc's show, they aired the press conference, the joint press conference, and Adam Peters, now this is before they fire Cliff Kingsbury, is very, very, very quick to say, hey man, that has nothing to do with me. That's all DQ's decision. And I thought, my BS radar went burp, 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 burp. Of course he's got something to do with that. Now, does he make the final decision on that? Maybe not. Maybe that truly is DQ's. But they work as a tandem. They work as Batman and Robin. They were hired together. They were hired because Kyle Shanahan put them together and heavily influenced that hire. Period. So you knew right then and there, even though AP publicly was saying he has nothing to do with it, that he has, of course, something significant to do with it. And are we to believe that Dan Quinn, who wasn't mentioned in that report over the weekend, and yesterday said, man, we're searching, so we never have to be here again. We're trying to hit every mark. You know, all the Dan Quinnisms. At 5:30, that they found the pot of gold? Somehow, some way, between 5:30 last night and whenever this story leaked, noon today? And it was earlier from what I was told. Somebody else had it. Didn't go public, but somebody else had it. But the point being is, they just discovered the pot of gold? Oh, Cliff is unfit. No. They knew what they were doing last night. They just didn't want to say it and face the questions. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Dre in Baltimore. Get Dre aboard in here on the Team 980. What up, Dre? How are you?
What's up, man? Happy holidays.
Same to you, Dre. What's going on?
It's good. It's good to be back. I switched careers, so I can't listen as much as I want to now. But
was it a good career switch?
Yeah, new industry. So I'm going from full time bartending, bar managing to home improvement consulting. So
do you like it so far?
So far, so good. Huh? Learning quick.
Good for you. Good for you. Hopefully, that's better for your lifestyle.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Yeah, I'm all for the week, so I got time. I don't want to hold you up too much. But for me with the Cliff thing, yeah, it started from training camp to me. It's just like I know we talked about it earlier. You just could tell it was a little complacent. Early in the season, you saw a lot of execution things like illegal formations and shifts, all the false starts leading the league.
Timeouts,
not knowing the cadence. It's week 14, 15. We still don't know the cadence. And it's just, to me, that's just a lack of accountability. And it's almost like the drop passes early in the season were bad. It's like, were they even throwing a football to each other? Like, did we forget how a football felt? And do we lose that skill overnight? And then with Cliff, he didn't adjust, you know, as he should. The defense was struggling. You should have ran the ball more. Your quarterback showed some signs of regression with holding the ball, not getting rid of it quickly and efficiently. And I think just ultimately, you know, he favored Jaden with his play calling, and he was a little more pass happy. But when you had Josh Johnson and Mariota the game, you were more run oriented. Yeah, you had design runs, but you still committed to the run and called certain plays to protect them because, you know, their arm talent wasn't as unique as Jaden Daniels. But you still, it just didn't coincide with the philosophy and it's, I don't know. I it just blows my mind that it went on for so long that Dan didn't put a foot down and just say, hey, man, we need to just run the ball and throw to minimize exposing our quarterback.
Well, here's the only thing that I can answer to that is, and again, I mentioned this yesterday, what if Dan, when they hired Cliff and they got him away from Vegas, right? What if Dan said, look, man, we've never worked together, but in order to get you here, I'm going to give you complete autonomy, and I'm only going to drop in when you ask me to drop in, not when I see something I don't like or when the general manager sees something he doesn't like. I don't know. It's possible that happened.
That's true. And you know, Dan being a defensive guy, I understand where he just doesn't want to, you know, shoot himself and put his foot in his mouth by trying to fix something that that's not his best skill set as a coach. But also with him, to me, in the coaching search, I think he needs to put on this mantra of, if you can't beat him, join him. Get you a Shanahan, you know, disciple and get you a defensive coordinator who specializes in stopping the Shanahan the Shanahan philosophy, because the Seahawks seem to be able to keep that offense at bay. And then, you know, you get a guy from that tree, and he can show you different elements of that scheme, and hopefully it can help enhance him as a coach, because the numbers don't look good with him versus these types of offenses, and he has to evolve himself.
I hear you. Listen, I got to run. Appreciate you, Dre. Glad you got a career change and things are working out. Enjoy a couple of days off and get back after it, all right?
Yeah, man. Take care.
Thank you.
Enjoy the family, man.
Thank you, Dre. Appreciate you. 301-230-0980. We do have to take that time out, so we sort of stay on schedule. We'll get to Mark and Largo and the Mark and Largo Show, Little, and you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Listen. This is more philosophical divide than Cliff's a bad coach and Cliff is incompetent and Cliff was overmatched. It happens. I got a divorce back in 2014, 2013, whatever it was. I mean, I just took Tyler and Natalie's mom to a Capitals game with, you know, we're all friends. Like, we just, you know, we saw things differently. It happens. It's not a big deal. You move on. Nothing is forever. The NFL stands for not for long. Well, we found out exactly not for long today. I'm not mad at this at all, period. If you don't see eye to eye, it's better, instead of just fighting and gnashing your teeth and swallowing your pride and whatever, to find something that works, or to try and find something that works on the Team 980. Stay with us.